Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, in Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, offering a warm and pleasant day for outdoor activities. Jerusalem is enjoying mild weather, with a gentle breeze adding to the comfortable atmosphere. Meanwhile, in Haifa, temperatures are slightly cooler, but still agreeable for the season. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reported just moments ago that Syria expects to resume negotiations with Israel, aiming for an IDF withdrawal. This follows days after Israel bombed a Syrian airbase. Also, Ynet covered earlier this hour that Syria claims security talks with Israel could soon resume, despite a lack of trust. The negotiations were close to a deal before the Iran conflict. Also this hour, Matter reports an unusual warning from a senior Israeli intelligence official about Turkish tanks possibly appearing in the Golan without clear red lines against Ankara. Separately, Israel Hayom noted earlier today that residents in the Gaza envelope are responding to the IDF's claims of no significant threat by expressing concern over Hamas testing their patience with kite attacks. And finally, JNS highlighted just moments ago how the IDF's transformation under fire displays its growing military capabilities through network-centric warfare and battlefield innovation. From X, the latest. Dror Poleg, a market analyst posting just minutes ago, questioned whether a market running a firm still qualifies as a firm. Mark Dubowitz, an expert on Middle Eastern policy, posted earlier today a link to a Wall Street Journal article discussing Iran's geopolitical strategies. Raylan Givens, noted for sharing conflict-related content, shared graphic video footage of an attack in Judea and Samaria, warning viewers of its sensitive nature. Let's go deeper. Starting with Syria's diplomatic outreach, the Jerusalem Post reports that Syria's foreign minister, Assad al-Shaybani, expressed in a Reuters interview from Damascus an interest in renewing talks with Israel. This comes days after an Israeli airstrike on a Syrian airbase. The potential negotiations could lead to significant changes in regional security dynamics if successful. Turning to the Israeli intelligence warning, a senior official, according to Maariv, cautioned that without defined boundaries against Turkey, Israel might someday face Turkish military presence in sensitive areas like the Golan Heights. This statement underscores growing regional tensions and the complex geopolitics Israel faces. Meanwhile, in the Gaza envelope, residents voice frustration with the IDF's assessment of Hamas threats. As reported by Israel Hayom, the community fears an escalation from kites to drones, despite military reassurances. The ongoing tension highlights the fragile security situation in these communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reported managers at the Airports Authority will join work shifts to assist with baggage handling. This move aims to prepare for increased travel during the upcoming Jewish holiday season. Separately, Maariv Business highlighted uncertainty around the shekel and interest rates. Economist Ron Sini warns that despite recent strength in the shekel and rate reductions, prolonged instability could alter economic forecasts. And finally, from Ynet Business, we learn that the U.S. military estimates a decrease in oil transportation through the Strait of Hormuz. This vital route has seen a significant drop from 20 million barrels daily before the recent conflict to just over 7 million in the past 3 weeks, affecting global oil markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.